The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Bad news, everyone.
Oh, no.
What?
No first talk back of the morning.
Oh, wow. Nobody gives a damn on
Nobody gives a damn. But.
What?
Okay. Graham, what? We have something better?
Yeah, we have a first song, you guys.
Let's
move over.
Go.
First talk back. First song just said hold my beer because our buddy DJ Gotti, he does a bunch of JV Show anthems over the years. He just reached out to me. He's like, I made a JV Show Hump Day song. And I was like, you know when I should play that?
Hump Day. Hump Day.
This is Hump Day.
All right, so we're playing this right now?
Yeah.
You know what day it is? Hump Day.
Hump Day.
Two more days to go. Hump Day.
Hump Day.
On the JV Show. Hump Day.
Hump Day.
On the JV Show.
DJ Gotti.
Thank you, DJ Gotti.
First
song.
That'll pump you up on a hump day. Yeah, hump day.
This is so stupid. Yeah. All right, lots coming up this morning on the JV Show. A lot of winning, obviously crazy cash every single hour. Don't forget, 6:45, we got your Doja Cat tickets. Mm-hmm. Next, something we do every Wednesday, it's our cool or not list. And the one thing that we have to discuss, and we'll discuss it in a few minutes, cool or not, trick-or-treating, but with no costume.
Mm-hmm.
Save your comments. We'll discuss that coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Start lining up people because Trader Joe's mini tote bags are back. And these aren't, listen, they're not your regular schmegular totes. These are their trick-or-treat mini canvas tote bags. They're Halloween themed, come in four different colors.
I don't really like them.
Really? I think they're kind of cute.
The other ones are cuter, the regular ones.
I'm going to go start camping out in front of my local store.
Now.
The puck dropped on the 2025 NHL season last night with a trio of games. But sorry, Sharks fans, you're going to have to wait one more day for some Sharks hockey. The Sharks season gets underway tomorrow at SAP Center. They're going to be hosting the Vegas Golden Knights. Sharks are in a rebuilding year, so expectations for the team aren't very high this season. But their lineup will be full of some very promising young players. That part's exciting.
Nice. Foggy start to your day. Temperatures will drop from yesterday. We are back to highs in the low 70s. It's still going to be kind of a warm day, but temperatures are going to remain like this for the rest of the week. And then next week, the rain returns.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Hey, Scorpio besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. You are all too likely to get tripped up by some fine print today, so make sure you're reading everything twice. Or better yet, find somebody who knows the details and have them explain it to you. If you don't, you might get stuck with some long-term consequences.
Oh,
you've been warned.
That's not good.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thank you so much for hanging out with the JV Show on this Wednesday. We finally got our first talk back of the day, you guys.
What? Yay. Finally?
Good morning, JV Show. This is I from Hayward. How dare they not leave a first talk back? Anyways, I hope you guys have a wonderful Wednesday. And don't forget to get your deals on Squishmallows. Bye.
Deals.
Squishmallows. On some Squishmallows.
Mallows.
Going on now at Grocery Outlet. Bargain Market. Shout out
to them.
I like
saying Squishmallows now.
It, what?
Yeah.
No.
So, 8:05 Friday, I have someone from Squishmallows that's going to come on and clarify how it's actually said, because I honestly do not know.
I still don't get it.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone says it different, apparently. So, we're gonna set the record straight Friday morning.
So, you got the CEO of Squishmallows to come on with us?
Not the CEO, but a spokesperson.
I hope it is Squishmallows.
Thank you.
All right, to our cool or not list. Every Wednesday, we throw some things out. We discuss, is that cool or not? Can I go first?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Cool or not? Trick-or-treating, very cool.
Yeah.
But with no costume.
Not cool.
Thank you.
Who does that?
I don't know, but my daughter is at the age where she, like, doesn't she wants a costume, but like nothing's like cool enough for her. She's like, I'm just not going to wear one. I was like, well, at least like do like makeup, paint your face, like be mm-hmm. something. She's like, no, I'm just going to do like my regular makeup. I'm just going to go like this. I'm like, well, I'm like, you can't go like that. That's not a costume. She's like, yes, I can. I'm like, then what's the point? She's like, I just want Kandé.
Is your daughter?
You can't do that. I would be, I mean, I guess if somebody came to my door not dressed up, I wouldn't turn them away or not give them candy, but I'd be like, that's against the rules, you know?
Yeah.
I'm asking them what they're dressed up as for sure.
Yes.
And your daughter's gonna be like, I'm like, just like dressed up as May. Cause like, I just like wanted some candy. Yeah. And then like, yeah, you'd still give it to them.
Yeah.
You have to like it. Like, where's your Halloween spirit? You know?
Especially when it's so easy, you could just throw on some cat ears and that's it.
Yeah, be anything.
That's the thing. It is incredibly easy to, put a black dot at the end of your nose, draw a couple whiskers on the side, and then two cat ears off the top of your head.
But it's like not cute enough.
I'm a cat, so like, give me some candy. Meow.
So she doesn't want to dress up, but she is still up for trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Or you're forcing her?
No, she wants to go trick-or-treat. Not with me, with her friends, of course. But she wants to go, but like not dressed up as anything.
Does it ever make you, do you start to get a little nostalgic? Or maybe nostalgia.
Nostalgia alert.
That this might be her last year trick-or-treating?
Oh, yeah.
And this, like, I'm not even going to put on a costume. Like, I don't have time for that.
It kind of breaks my heart. Like, next year, she's going to be, like, over it.
And then that'll be done.
Yeah.
And then she'll just be at some keg party with a bunch of boys. Yeah. And they're, like, doing keg stands.
With her boyfriend.
And then they're going into the dark closet for 30 seconds.
No. I thought it was 7 seconds.
I can't remember. Whatever.
I don't know. I never played that game. I just saw it in movies sometimes.
Well, whatever.
Anyways, not cool.
Not cool.
Well, I think
not
very cool about that.
No. That wasn't the question. The costume thing.
Got it.
No costume. Not cool
about that.
Yeah, not cool.
All right.
The Grammy? Closet thing. All right. What do you guys think? Cool or not? Targeted YouTube ads that are embarrassing. I understand targeted ads. I mean, we all get them. It's a part of life. But my wife puts on, she likes on our TVs, she'll put on, I don't know if you guys have seen these, if you go on YouTube and seasonally they change, you can find these like just ambiance backgrounds. So if you type like fall ambiance things, there's all these different, I think they're all AI generated, but it'll be like a scene of a fire pit outside and the fall leaves are falling and there's pumpkins and there's candles. They're actually kind of funny to look at because since they're AI generated, AI always screws something up. Like there'll be like a candle flame that's not on the actual candle. It'll be burning on top of a pumpkin or something. You know, like it always messes something up. It's kind of fun to figure out what it is. Anyway, she likes to put those on the TV and because it play music along with it and it's like this fall background. And then there's wintertime, you know, seasonally. And inevitably, because it's YouTube, you're going to get served an ad. She'll switch over and be like, oh, I want to watch. Let me put this one on. And then you get served an ad, right? Well, she was putting one on the other day. My parents were in town visiting. And look, she switches the channel because my mom's like, what is this? And so Kate was explaining. She's like, look, they have all these different ones. So she clicks on one. And look, the first ad that pops up from YouTube is an ad for this cable railing company. It's very targeted because I'd searched that like a couple days ago. I needed some new cables for this deck railing.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh,
pretty spot on.
That's the company I was looking at. Like, I like their product. That looks good. Well, then the next one. So then my wife switches again. Here comes another YouTube ad. The next one is an ad for a medication for premature
babies.
Not babies, no.
Something men?
Something that could eventually make the baby. Anyways, and that ad comes on. Now, look, I let the record show I have not searched that. I mean, they're
but
right.
Your iPad.
They're 100% right. But, I mean, I haven't searched that out myself or anything like that.
But and your now, wife has?
And now that ad plays... And my parents are sitting there, and there's no getting out of that ad. You can't skip it. You have to watch that ad if you want to be able to put this, you know, fall festive background on. And look, I mean, it was incredibly embarrassing because I validated the first ad that came on when it was the cable railing company. I was like, oh, yeah,
that's
I
so looked those awkward. Guys up.
And then the next one comes on and it's for something very embarrassing.
Oh,
those ones,
no.
Can we not get targeted with those kinds of
I'm gonna
ads?
Say cool because that's hilarious.
It was pretty funny. I mean, again,
I think cool.
Again, YouTube, you're right, but not. I mean, you don't need to tell the world in front of my parents.
Would this make you switch to the non-ad account?
Almost. I thought about
really?
It.
Really?
Yes. in that
it's only
moment.
Like $5, maybe a little bit more than that a month.
That was probably,
I still don't have the ad for YouTube.
Yeah. That was probably a 30-second commercial. It felt like it was 3 hours.
Oh my God. And you're in front of your mom?
Yes.
Oh, you know they texted your wife afterwards. Is he having issues?
if your mother-in-law is texting your significant other about something like that, let me know. Then they have a very close relationship.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to the Haim. Mm-hmm. The Haim show that was last night, we were just wrapping up our Cool or Not list a few minutes ago. One of the things we talked about is trick-or-treating without a Halloween costume.
Good morning, JV Show. Can I just say, I think it's cool to trick-or-treat without a costume. If you're an adult, that's a little weird. But as a kid, I think that's totally fine. Costumes are so expensive now. And since cost of living has gone up, like, not a lot of people can afford them, especially if their kids are like might be autistic or something. They don't like to put on the costume. So I think it's totally fine. I think it's cool, unless you're an adult.
I guess there are exceptions where, fine, you know, it is okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's always exceptions to all these things we discuss.
Talking about my daughter, just put some effort in. You know?
Yeah.
Just come on.
Throw some ears on and say, I'm a mouse.
Literally anything. The other thing we were talking about is targeted ads because, Graham, you were sitting at home with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife.
And I got a very embarrassing targeted ad for some medication to help with a very specific male
problem.
Would
you say they targeted that to the right person?
I said that earlier. They were 100% correct, okay. But I haven't searched that out. So don't target me with that ad front of my family prematurely.
Graham, I completely understand that ad that you got. I don't understand who they're targeting. I work in healthcare, and I am around old patients all day long. And so I get those ads a lot. And I just started dating this new girl, and she's like, why are you getting those ads? I'm like, I had to explain, so I get it, and it's not fun.
Yeah. I mean, at least target me discreetly, you know?
Like, yeah.
Well, it's not like YouTube knew that you were going to have your phone, like, connected to the TV or, you know, be logged in on your TV for the whole family to see.
I guess that's true, but I don't know. I don't need a 30-second video about it. Yeah. But again,
I appreciate it. I think it's cool. All right, Graham.
All right, so last week, I think it was last week, we talked about how a serial farter had been striking at Haim concerts, the girl group. They're out on their I Quit tour right now, and a lot of people were reporting on social media that during the show at some point, and it all seemed to be happening in the same area, which was stage left near the stage, somebody had been ripping off vicious farts, and people said it was so bad they almost threw up, like they almost had to leave the show. And once one or two people posted about what happened at their show, other people started chiming in like, that happened to me in Chicago, that happened to me in Atlanta, and different people, they were starting, I mean, I launched a full investigation to find out if we had a serial farter on our hands or if it was a copycat crime. Because, you know, when people started throwing those adult toys onto WNBA courts, we were wondering, is it the same person? Are these copycat crimes? What is it? And I think the same thing, you know, I was trying to determine what is happening at these Haim shows. Well, last night, there was a Haim concert at Bill Graham. I was driving through the city yesterday. I drove right by Bill Graham and I saw them on their name on the marquee. I was like, oh man, here we go. Now we can really find out, because perhaps, and I don't know, I mean, this might be a big perhaps, do we have a JV Show listener that went to that concert last night that can weigh in on the stink or whether or not there was a stink at the show? And I think that will really help us determine if this is a serial farter we have on our hands, which we've, you know, investigated in the past.
Yep.
Or is this, and one of the other prevailing theories that I presented was, is it a member of Haim themselves? Because the stench was coming from near the stage. So leave us a talk back if you went to that concert last night. Again, this is a very big perhaps. I don't know how many Haim fans and, you know, I don't know how many people went to that show last night. But if you can, you know, we need some nose on the ground, so to speak, to tell us if it stunk last night at the show. I'm
leave
dying.
Us
I'm dying
talk
to
back
know.
Now, yes. Please. Have you guys heard of Trad Sons?
What?
No.
Like, you told us about Trad Wives.
Uh huh.
A everybody knows what a trad wife is, traditional right. wife. Yep. You know, the women who opt to, you know, stay at home and focus on tending to the house and the kids, traditional wife.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new thing called trad sons.
Okay.
Where sons who are, you know, in their 20s, maybe even older, they are opting to stay at home and be stay at home sons.
What?
That sounds great. Wait, does that involve a bunch of chores?
Yeah.
I'm out.
And so instead of working, they tend to the home. They do the cooking. Oh, they are tending to the pool outside. They are doing the grocery shopping and picking up the dry cleaning. They are stay-at-home sons. But they live rent-free, and to them, it's worth it.
Dude, rent-free is the best.
That actually sounds pretty nice. Yeah, not having to pay rent. That yeah. takes a big chunk out of all of our checks.
I wouldn't mind doing a couple chores if I was rent-free.
Yeah, I guess so too. But like, I need my own space. I want to be able to make my own rules in my place. You know, I couldn't live with my parents. I get some people have to, you know, we all fall on hard times. Mm-hmm. But given the choice, I think I'd rather live on my own.
I know.
Because you're going to be doing the chores anyways, you know? Yeah, you'd have to pay rent, but it's your space.
I'd rather stack up a bunch of bro roommates and we all go in on a place and not do chores and just destroy the place and party and have fun. That's what I did in my younger
That's
years.
A good point.
And it was awesome.
I was reading about one guy. His name is Luke. He's a trad son. His mom calls him her hub son.
No, nope. I don't like
is that.
Is that
creepy?
Yep. Nope. Yeah, I'm
like
out on
like
that.
A husband son?
I'm back out.
That's creepy.
No, I don't want any of that. Here's a look. I don't want to be a stay-at-home. I don't want to be a stay-at-home dad because, and I don't know how any stay-at-home parent does it because dealing with your kids that much, I just don't have the patience for it. And I used to be the most patient person on the planet. But your kids.
Before kids. Yep.
They just know how to destroy yeah. that and break you down. And I don't know that I could do that day in and out. Shout out to all the stay at home parents. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
I could not do it. I would like to be a stay at home, like, yard dad. Does that make sense? Like, I don't want to be have my kids scream at me all day and yell at me and having to entertain them all day. But if I could be a stay at home, like yard dad, where like I'm out mowing the lawn and trimming the trees and doing projects around the house, you know, like stuff like that. I love yeah. stuff like that. Building stuff.
So like a stay at home husband, like minus the kids.
Yeah, yeah, but see, like, that doesn't, this what I'm describing doesn't really exist, but in my mind, that sounds nice because I love working on little projects and starting stuff and cleaning up the yard and having stuff look good. I just don't ever have enough hours in the day because of, you know, my kids screaming at me yeah. all the time and then regular life. So if I could be a stay at home, like.
Just a stay at home person?
Like if I could be yes. a stay at home handyman,
yes.
that's the job that I want.
Yeah, like stay at home mom sounds great. But I want like a nanny to keep them during the day or to help. Yeah. That way I
and
can do
cook
all the
to
other
make
things
them their meals that
I
they're
want.
Gonna complain
yes.
about.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I just want to be a stay at home handyman. That's my dream. That's the dream right there. I thought of that yesterday as I was like working on some stuff and paint, doing some touch up paint on this bed thing I'm building for my daughter's room. And just like, this is what I want to do. This is me.
Stay at home handyman.
Is there any money in that?
No.
I don't think so.
Unless you're going to other people's house and fixing it.
No, I don't want to do that.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh my God. Will you guys go to JV Morning Show on Instagram really quick? Because we got pictures of Jonah Hill. He's on the set of a new movie that he's working with Kristen Wiig. And I mean, he's wearing this weird wig, but don't mind that. Everyone's looking at like the rest of him because the transformation, the body transformation, he is
insane.
Unrecognizable. He's lost so much weight.
Okay, he's super slim.
Super
he's
slim
wearing
down.
These tight, slim jeans.
And even shirt, like a fitted shirt, it's not cute. It's not a great shirt, but it's very fitted on him. And oh my God.
Well, that's what I mean. He's slim, but then you get to the hair. Is
yeah.
that a wig?
I
do you think? Because I thought he had kind of
I think it's
curly
a wig.
Hair. He has this blonde straight wig on.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wore this out, not one person in the entire globe would recognize who
not
that is.
Not at all.
Does he play a fashion designer in this new film?
That I don't know. I don't know. It is
or a serial killer.
Yeah.
It's giving
too.
Serial killer vibes.
One of those. But everyone's like, oh my God, he's unrecognizable these days. If you want to go check out the latest photos of Jonah Hill, JV Morning Show on Instagram. Okay, so Graham, you're a Vandy Rules person.
Yeah, I love Vanderpump Rules.
And you've never seen Jax Taylor go around telling people that he once roomed with Channing Tatum?
I don't know that that's something
like in his model days.
Shouted from the rooftops, but maybe that's been in some episodes? I can't recall.
Okay, so basically, Jax has always maintains that back in the day when he did some modeling, that he was once a roommate with Channing Tatum. I guess, you know, these guys would often get thrown into like model houses where they just have like a bed, but they're there rooming together, and they ended up in the same house at one point. So Channing Tatum was on Andy Cohen's podcast and it was like, is this ringing a bell to you at all? Did this happen?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. You never lived with this person or a Tom Sandoval. There's someone called Jason Couchy on Vanderpump Rules who now goes by Jax. Any recollection of this?
No. I mean, I need to see pictures of them. Okay. I mean, I don't think so.
Andy even showed him pictures and he was like, no. He's a good looking guy, sure, I guess, but like maybe I met him at some point, but no, I don't remember him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess there's that doesn't definitively rule it out, because these guys, like, they were probably living a whole bunch of people in a house coming and going and not staying for very extended. They could have been roommates for two days or something, and that was 25 plus years ago. Like, would I expect Channing Tatum to remember some nameless dude, you know?
And did you know that he used to go by Jason Couchy?
Yes, I did.
Why would he do that?
They used to give him a hard time. Well, because when you're becoming, that was his name.
Oh, that's his actual name?
His legal
name? Oh, that was a really bad nickname.
No, I'm pretty sure that was his real name. They changed it. Jax Taylor.
Mr. Couchy.
Jax Taylor sounds more cool. Yeah. LA model. You know what I mean? Not Jason Couchy. How do you spell Couchy, by the way? It's not like Couch E-Y, right?
Couch I-E.
Okay. No.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure that was his real name.
Okay, well, that would make sense then.
I thought maybe you had the spelling in front of you.
Sorry. Oh, no, I don't. Sorry. But I will look it up for you. Graham, what do you have?
All right. Uh-oh. Air travel getting a whole lot rougher, you guys. Buckle up. The government shutdown has entered its eighth day today with no end in sight. And we talked yesterday how it was impacting airports, most notably that there were no air traffic controllers in the tower for about a six-hour period at the Burbank Airport on Monday. Well, more airports starting to have major trouble because of the government shutdown. Thousands of flights being delayed at major airports across the country due to staff shortages. The FAA even had to briefly issue a ground stop for flights heading to Nashville yesterday Nashville International Airport. Basically, all of the major airports, including SFO, on the list of locations that might see some ground stoppages today. If you're traveling out of SFO, you might want to keep an eye on this or keep an eye on your flight because it might get delayed. Just yesterday, over 3,600 flights within, in, or out of the United States were delayed. 70 such flights canceled. As of this morning, almost 500 flights have already been delayed with 25 canceled. And that number, I mean, we're pretty early into today. So that number is going to go up and up and up. But there could be some ground stoppages. So be prepared for that. Give yourself some extra time today if you're traveling.
What a mess.
This is a mess. And yeah, we'll see if there's an end to the government shutdown anytime soon. But it certainly doesn't feel that way.
Yeah. Thank you, Graham. By the way, Couchy, C-A-U-C-H-I.
I don't like it.
Just an I?
It's not for you to like Couchy. Yep, C-A-U-C-H-I.
Interesting.
Couchy.
Yeah. Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We got Crazy Cash coming up. That's your chance to win $1,000. But right now, we have your chance to win a chug mug. Let's kick off What the Bleep. It's where you can win this chug mug, like I said. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys smell first before putting it in your mouth?
No.
I think it's inevitable.
No?
I think it's inevitable.
I don't think so unless the smell is there.
Yeah.
It is there. The smell is there. That's the thing. But it's inevitable. You're going to...
Like, you don't purposely, like...
Yeah, sometimes I just, like, smell it because it's in front of my face, but I'm not, like, smelling it to smell today. What it smells like.
What are we talking about?
Right.
It's a family show.
You guys are getting sidetracked. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. And like they said, family show. Mm-hmm. So keep your guesses PG. I promise you the answer is always something radio friendly. Leave us your name and your city along with your guests. We want to be able to shout you out,
that's
but
right.
Only the first correct answer of the morning is the person that's going to get that JV show chug mug.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Right now we're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you're going to win this JV show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And here is today's clip in case you missed it. Do you guys smell first before putting it in your mouth? I feel like a lot of people do.
Yeah, I like to get my nose right up to it and just like...
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are like that. Remember, this is a family show.
Oh.
So we're trying to figure out what that word is, but it is something clean. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning. This is Jamie and Martinez, and my guess is chicken.
Chicken. Mm. You guys are smelling your chicken?
You like to sniff no. that? Sniff that chicken?
No.
I guess, like, I like the aroma of, like, you know, you go into a restaurant or you're making, like, you know, like fried chicken. Like, you like the way it smells like food, but I'm not, like, sniffing the drumstick before eating it, you know?
What about before you cook it?
No.
You have to, though, right? And then...
You do? I feel like I can eyeball it.
You have to smell to make sure that it's still good, but then even the smell that's associated with it being okay... completely grosses me out, and then I don't even want to eat the thing that I've now just barbecued.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Emily from Aubrey, Texas, and my guess for the bleep that word is coffee.
You smell your coffee?
That's a popular guess this morning. I love the aroma of coffee.
Me too.
If only coffee tasted as good as it smelled.
But do you, like, sniff your cup of coffee before you drink it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, out of the mug?
I guess you do, like, by accident because it's there.
Yeah, the steam is... going up your nostrils.
Yeah, okay. I'll allow it. But not the correct word. Nope. Good guess.
Good morning. This is Jackie.
And Camila.
From Hayward. And we think that the bleeped out word is toothbrush.
Toothbrush.
Ew. No.
Do you guys?
No, I don't.
Have you ever?
No.
No, it don't make me gag.
No, I'm scared.
I'm scared, too. That's one of those ones that's like I'd rather not know.
Yeah.
Because I just know them. It's going to have some stink.
Would you smell your partner's?
Ew, never.
If you had to smell your own or your partner's, which one?
My own.
My own, for sure.
Me, too.
Because if their smells, I'm looking at them different.
Yeah, you're kissing them differently.
Yeah.
Very tight-lipped, closed mouth. Like
very
that.
Clenched lips.
Keep those toothbrush germs on your side.
All right, we are still looking for today's bleeped out word. If you think you know what it is, if you have a guess, leave it now on the Talk Back mic on the iHeartRadio app. Going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the Talk Back mic on the iHeart app. And here is today's clip, in case you missed it. Do you guys smell first before putting it in your mouth? All right, let's go to the Talk Back, see if anybody got it right.
It's Lindsay and the Rogue, and I think today's word is milk. You smell milk before you pour it, always. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Okay. We all do that, right?
Yes, unless I just bought it. If I just bought it, I know it's fine.
Yeah, true. I think it's that's only if the date is... the expiration date is approaching, or it's right at it, or
that's
I have a suspicion that it could be old. But otherwise, I don't want to subject myself to that.
Like, but you have to check.
But
not
sometimes,
not on a new carton.
I see what you mean. I see when it gets when it's a little bit later.
Because a new one, sometimes your mind could trick you, and you'd be like, "Wait, maybe it doesn't smell great."
Exactly. Yeah. You don't even want to plant that seed that something smells just a little off, because then you cannot enjoy any of it. Yeah, exactly.
Is it feet? All right, guys. This is Lay from Sacramento. Have a good day.
Oh, my God.
Is it feet?
You're sick.
No, but if you're going to put a toe in your mouth, you better smell it first.
Yeah, that's true.
But I guess if you're really hell-bent on putting toes in your mouth, would you want to smell it?
Well, I think if you're putting toes in your mouth, you probably don't really care.
That you just do it anyways. You probably wouldn't want to smell it because that would gross you out. You just go for it.
But also, I think the smell's just there whether you are trying to smell it or not, right? If you're putting it that close to your face.
This is so
But unless it's a freshly showered foot.
Then that's fine.
So then you don't smell it if it's freshly showered? Or you still smell it?
I think, you still check. Right? Yeah.
You're sick.
Hi, JV Show. This is Albert from Hayward. I believe the bleeped out word is cheese.
Cheese, very, very popular guest this morning. A lot of people guessed cheese. Where do you guys, Selena, you don't like cheese. I was going to ask, where are you at with the cheeses that have a little more aroma? That would be a deal breaker for you?
No.
Blue cheese, do you eat it?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Jess, where are you at with more aromatic cheeses?
If I can smell it more than I can taste it, I'm out.
Well, smell is a very closely associated scent with taste. I mean, it's a big part of taste.
Yeah, if it smells like it's
I just don't want it to smell too cheesy.
Yeah.
I don't, like, there are some things, your goat cheese and stuff, like I like them all. I'll eat them all. But the ones that smell too much like the previous answer, feet, the ones that smell too much like
that's gross.
No, I'm out.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jessica from Oakley. And my guess for the bleeped out word is wine. Have a good day.
There it is. Here's today's clip unbleeped. Do you guys smell wine first before putting it in your mouth? Graham, I feel like you do sometimes.
When I feel like peer pressured into doing it, like if you go to a wine tasting or something, you're going to get notes of this and that. I'm like, I just don't care. You know what I mean? Yeah. Look, can I just hurry up and drink it? But everyone else is like swirling around like, oh yeah, it does have a note on the, I do smell blackberry and, am I detecting a hint of allspice? You know, like I don't care. I just don't care much. Just let me.
They all smell the same.
I just want to drink it.
Let me drink it. Although if you have ever done one of those, if you've ever actually followed along in one of those wine tastings, you can begin to smell different stuff out of that. But like at the end of the day, like it just doesn't matter to me enough, you know?
Yeah. Like you're not doing it at home.
Like I'm sure I could do it and smell and tell you the difference between, you know, different things I'm smelling. But why? I'm trying to get buzzed. It's not very sophisticated of me from Napa. I'm sorry.
Yeah, come on.
Napa wineries. I'm more concerned if it tastes good.
Thank you. That's all I care about.
Smell good, taste good, hopefully. All right, Jessica and Oakley. What's up, Jessica? What's up? She had the very first correct answer this morning, and she'll be sipping some wine and smelling some wine out of her brand new JV Show chug mug. Do you think people drink booze out of these things?
Yeah.
Yeah, they listen to the JV Show. They're drunk right now. Jessica and Owen and Gilroy had it. So did Adriana in San Jose. Our buddy Andrew in Hayward. What's up, Andrew? What's up? Hope you have a great day. Came with the correct answer as well this morning. Jess, am I missing anybody that came with the correct answer that didn't get it in time as fast as Jessica and Oakley?
Christina in Pleasanton.
Well, of course, Christina in Pleasanton got it. Yep. She's so smart.
But that was it.
Hope you have a great day, Christina. Thank you so much for playing along. Thank you to everybody that left guesses this morning. Holy tidal wave of talkbacks. I'm just going to go over three other popular guesses this morning. Shots was a very popular guest this morning.
Oh, no.
Do you dare smell a shot, like a tequila shot or something before you taste it?
Nope.
Okay. Just plug your nose and go.
Yep.
A sushi. Another popular guest this morning. You ever give your sushi roll a sniff?
No, I don't smell it.
Make sure that fish is fresh.
Nope.
And underwear also came in.
Okay.
Underwear. Well. We know Selena does that for her man.
That's true. That is true.
Before I put it in my mouth? That was the... Excuse me. I do not do that.
The mouth part, right. That part didn't work. But the underwear laundry sniffing, you're guilty.
Doesn't everybody guilty sniff clothes to see if things are clean or dirty if you can't tell?
But my I'm
not,
own.
Yeah, I'm not going to go own. Smelling well, other whatever. People. We're married. We are one. That's the point of marriage. All right. Next on the JV Show.
I don't want to be one if that's what I have to do.
It's our
sniffing everybody's undies in my house.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Cut it, Matt. Cut the music.
Yeah, zip it, Matt. We're talking about more important
stuff.
Thank
you, Matt. Here, Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
I think we got our Halloween costume.
Dude, I had an epiphany this morning in the shower, and I was like, this is what we need for our group costume, and it'll be hysterical. I am loving
it. It's so good, but we can't tell you what it is right now.
But the key is, and this is a good reminder for everybody, look, it's already October 8th. Like, you got to get on. If you want to really pull off a good costume, you got to get on it now. Start assembling all the pieces.
Yeah.
And there's going to be quite a few things that we're going to need to get and secure to make this happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we need to get on it, guys.
Mm-hmm, we do. All right. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, is this Melanie?
Yes, Melanie.
Melanie, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We are great.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much. All right. So you are on to play the JV Show's Yup Nope game. It's your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. All you have to do is be All you have to do is answer 3 out of 4 trivia questions correctly.
There you go.
And then these tickets are yours. Sound good?
Yes.
All right, so here we go. Question number one. Give me one quick second. Here we go.
Oh, God. I was like, is that supposed to be me?
Sorry about that. There is a long-running fashion rule that you aren't supposed to wear white after what holiday?
Melanie?
Labor Day?
Yep.
Good job.
Take a little nap there. All right, I'm kidding. All right, question.
No, I was like brain farting. So many holidays.
It happened. All right, question number two. In regulation cornhole matches, what score must a team reach in order to win the game? In regulation cornhole matches, what score must a team reach to win the game?
Penalty?
What'd she say?
Penalty?
Nope.
No, the score that you got to get to in cornhole is 21. You play to 21.
21 points.
Yeah.
It's all good. You're allowed to miss one. You're still good. Here's question number three. Chile and Ecuador are the only two South American countries that don't share a border with what large country there?
Melanie?
Peru?
Nope.
We're looking for Brazil.
No. Brazil is a huge Massive. Country. Yeah, big, big country there in South America. Darn. All right, question number four. Typo is short for what two-word term? Typo. Melanie?
Typographical error?
Yep.
I have never met anyone in my whole life that knew typo was even short for something.
I didn't even know that.
Me either.
You guys didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, typographical error.
I did not know that.
That is what you are saying when it's a typo, yeah. Which we all have all the time.
I did not know that.
All right, well, you finished strong, Melanie. And but unfortunately, oh, I think that was a 2 out of 4.
Yeah.
And you did 3 out of 4.
God. Dang it. All right, Melanie, well, we appreciate you being on this morning.
Son of a cornhole penalty.
Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on a quick hold. Jess is going to pick up in the next room and talk to you. Grammy, do we have some shout outs?
You know we do. A couple DMs here, and then I think somebody left us a talk back as well. First, the DMs. Hey, Graham, fellow gaucho in your DMs. Welcome
olé,
in.
Olé, 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 olé.
Gauchos, gauchos. Why'd you stop singing?
I don't know the rest of the song.
It's pretty simple. Olé, 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 gauchos, gauchos, gauchos. That's okay. All you need to know. Hope you can wish my son Eris, like Paris without the P, Eris, a very happy 14th birthday. We're so proud of the clever and confident young man you're becoming and all the hard work you're putting in to be a scholar athlete. And we wish you the very best this year. We love you so much. Love Mom Monique, Dad Henry, and Brother Trey. We've been listening since before he was born and when he was a toddler. If we drove anywhere on weekend mornings, he would say, "Where's JV and that lady?" LOL. Would love it if that lady, Selena, could also give him a birthday shout out. Love you guys and have a great
happy
day.
Birthday.
So, happy birthday.
Oh my God.
Eris. Yes.
Happy birthday. Nothing makes you feel older than when somebody calls you lady. Someone did that in a store one time. They're like, "Excuse me, lady."
Lady or ma'am. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who gives a fart?
Hope you have a great day, Eris.
One
more here. Hi, good morning. If you could please give a shout out to my little cousin, Alyssa. I'm taking her to school today. Hope you have a great day. And if you could please also put a who gives a fart on there. She really, really hates it, but I'd love to hear it. And that's from her cousin, Destiny. So no birthday there. Just have a great day at school to Alyssa.
Happy
of course,
Wednesday.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, good point.
Great points.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV family. This is Adam from San Jose. And just want to wish my son, Nathaniel, a happy 10th birthday. Nathaniel, you are a great son. You are a great brother to your brothers, Jonathan and Xavier. And you are the best brother to your little sister, Michaela. You deserve the world today. And me and Mom are really proud of you. And you are the best pool player. So yeah, happy birthday, son.
Happy birthday,
Nathaniel. Hope Woo-hoo. You have a great day.
Who gives a fuck?
A lot of claims that he's the best at everything.
Well,
there.
He is.
And best pool player. I'd like to challenge that. I'll take him on anytime, any place, you name it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. Love you guys. Just wanted to mention Melanie that did the Yep Nope game. Totally Googling the answers. Because what bit her in the butt was the question regarding the cornhole, where you were asking a score, but she must have typed in something and didn't realize, and the answer that she thought was penalty. Like, who answers that? And the fact that she kept quiet the whole time.
Hey, yeah. We weren't going to say anything.
Yeah.
And we didn't. You said that.
Without saying anything.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Graham, what do you have inside?
There were a couple tough questions to Google in there. I got to sprinkle those in. Keep you guys honest.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Offset has finally responded to rumors that he cheated on Cardi B with Saweetie. Mm. So he was on Kiki Palmer's podcast, and she was asking him all about his divorce from Cardi.
Is it finalized, the divorce?
Not yet.
Okay, so it's not
still
finalized.
Going through it.
Do you want it to be finalized?
I'm ready to be over with, for it to be over with, yeah.
Really?
The way she said, really, I feel like she could tell he was BSing her because mm-hmm. we just learned from Cardi the other week that he's the one holding up the divorce. So she's like intentionally asking these questions and he's like lying to her face. So she's like, really, you do want it to be? Oh, okay, interesting.
Is there anything that you wish you would have done differently?
I should respect her way more. You know what I mean? I made bad decisions as a man, like stepping out, like I was being selfish.
So I don't trust this guy. Right. I feel like
understatement of the century.
I feel like he only says things like this to appear like he's matured and he's trying to be the bigger person, but he's given me like very petty vibes. Like he says one thing in interviews, but then he's completely different towards Cardi behind closed doors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now Kiki asks him about Saweetie.
To you and Saweetie?
No, man. It was a rumor, man. And I feel like it was something deeper than that for the split of me and bro. I don't really want to touch on, but it's something deeper than that.
So the bro he's referring to is Quavo, who was dating Saweetie at the time. The thing is, if you go and watch this part of the interview, as soon as she said Saweetie's name, there was like a little smirk on his face.
Oh.
And then as he's talking, he looks like he's trying so hard to hold back a smile.
Dang.
So, I mean, is there something there? Did they actually, you know, did he cheat on Cardi with Saweetie? I don't know. He says no, but something like triggered something in him
And he obviously wasn't going to admit it, let's be real.
I don't think he ever will.
And I mean, you
if he did.
Nailed it right off the bat. You can't trust this guy for anything.
At
I have to trust
all.
A word that comes out of his mouth.
All right, let's get to LeBron. Because this is a pretty big deal.
This is big news, you guys, because I don't know if you saw LeBron James teased that he had a big announcement coming yesterday, suggested that he'd be making another, quote, big decision. LeBron, of course, most known for his super awkward and tone-deaf decision he made in the offseason of 2010. I don't know if you ladies remember this, where he announced that he was going to be leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers and, quote, taking his talents to South Beach to play for the Miami Heat. That decision announcement totally backfired. It caused hordes of NBA fans and his loyal fans to burn his jersey and make him out to be the ultimate villain. Well, fans thought this one could be an announcement about his retirement. He's getting up there in age. I think LeBron's 40 now and he's going to be 41 this season. And so most people assume this would be an announcement saying that this would be his final season in the NBA, so much so that ticket prices for the Lakers' final regular season game in April of this upcoming season absolutely soared in price on secondary markets because fans want to be there in the building in case he's announcing that this is his last season and you want to be there for his last game. Well, he posted his decision video yesterday, and here's what he said.
Well, everyone's on pins and needles across the country. LeBron, fans want to know where you're taking your talents this year. What's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is tough. In this fall, I'm going to be taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
VSOP? And this was the conclusion you woke up with this morning?
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
Why?
I feel like it's going to give me the best opportunity to win more at hosting.
People really thought that he was going to announce something major like a retirement, and they bought tickets.
And it turns out it was all an ad for Hennessy VSOP. Hennessy is announcing a partnership with them, releasing a limited edition orange bottle featuring James's name on the label and his signature crowning gesture, a nod to his King James nickname. And so this big announcement was all one big ad. People not so happy about this.
So disappointing.
Yesterday thought that they were going to get some actual news, something real, and instead it was just one big commercial.
My God.
Now, look, props to Hennessy for doing this marketing campaign because it did generate a lot of buzz. And it was, I can't remember. I got to go watch his original decision video, but I think that may have been the same interviewer that interviewed him for the decision last time. He was even wearing like the same looking shirt and stuff. They set it up exactly like kind of like the original one. So that part was funny. Do you guys think this is funny, or are you annoyed that you got duped into an advertisement?
I think it's funny. But if I was like a LA fan or a fan of LeBron's, I guess I'd be a little annoyed.
Yeah.
You should have known. Right. Known better.
All in all, King Cornball, King James, nothing. There's nothing surprising here at all that this is one big ad partnership. I don't know. I thought it was pretty funny, but
it is. All right. Thank you, Graham. Next on the JV show, we got your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Also, did you guys see the CEO of Instagram? He posted a video to like dispel the myth that Instagram actually listens to you, and that's how they send you like the perfect ads. And we're gonna look. I don't know what to believe at this point, but we'll listen to his reasoning and how he like tries to explain this off next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Adam Mosseri, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he is the head of Instagram, right?
Okay.
He posted this Instagram video a few days ago, and he's making the claim.
We do not listen to you. We do not use the phone's microphone to eavesdrop on you.
Okay, what do you guys think about that claim? Instagram, does Instagram listen to you, and that's how they know to target you with those perfect ads about what you were just talking about?
It's going to be tough to convince us all otherwise, because we've all experienced
it. Thank you. All right, so he says, look, if we were listening to you, if we were really in there using your phone's microphone, you would know.
First of all, if we did, it would be a gross violation of privacy. You would drain your phone's battery and you would notice, and you would actually see a little light on the top of the screen letting you know that the microphone was on.
What about that? There would be some sort of light or something at the top of your, like a microphone symbol or something you're using it.
Most likely, but that's obviously programmable to not do that. And a gross violation of privacy.
You guys care about that?
Yeah. Should we trust any social media or online company? They've all had a gross violation of our privacy. Every single one of them have all exploited that.
Right. Now he says, look, we know that you get ads and it may appear like we're spying on you or listening to you, but these things might explain how that actually does happen.
One, maybe you actually tapped on something that was related or even searched for that product online on a website maybe before you had that conversation.
We've all done that.
Yeah.
You go Google something, then you start getting ads for that. I mean, that's not really anything new, and no one, I mean, we already know that that's...
No, I mean, it happens faster than ever. I mean, I don't think you even hit enter. If you even just type it in the search bar before you hit enter, you'll get that.
Right.
They're monitoring every single thing. And yeah, if you do actually search for something, open up your Instagram app. Ads are there immediately.
So he elaborates a little more on how they work with advertisers.
We actually do work with advertisers who share information with us about who was on their website to try to target those people with ads. So if you were looking at a product on a website, that advertiser might have paid us to reach you with an ad.
All I know is they work fast. I could be on Fashion Nova 1 second, 2 seconds later, on Instagram, and you're telling me Fashion Nova paid you to target me with that ad, but that was just 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Well, they did. I mean, it's a but they're paying. That's a service that they're providing. Mm-hmm. Instagram.
Oh, okay. So like they've been paying, not like, hey, she searched up this, we're gonna pay you because she saw this dress.
Oh, no.
It's like, do you want to approve quick? We want to serve her this ad. You want to pay for this? No, they are.
I was like, whoa.
They are paying. Fashion Nova is paying for that. Anybody that searches their stuff, yes, you're gonna then get their ads.
Got
on
it.
Platforms.
Again, the head of Instagram is saying, look, we are not using your microphone and your phone to spy on you and listen to your conversations. This might explain how you get those ads.
Two. We show people ads that we think that they're interested in, or products we think they're interested in part based on what their friends are interested in and what similar people with similar interests are interested in.
So that does make sense.
Yeah.
And if your friend searched up something that you had a chat with that person about, like maybe she searched it up earlier in the day or yesterday, and you start getting those ads, like it may seem like it's because you guys just talked about that, but really you're just getting the information from her phone,
right,
as well. Like it just kind of all mushes together when you're next to people.
Three, you might have actually seen that ad before you had the conversation and not realized it. We scroll quickly, we scroll by ads quickly, and sometimes you internalize some of that, and that actually affects what you talk about later.
See, I don't really agree with that one. I think I would know if I saw it.
Most of the time, but I think these things, coincidences happen all the time. in our life, but you don't just key. A lot of times we're like, oh my God, it's a sign. A butterfly just flew into my yard and, you know, and it's a sign. Well, it's like you didn't notice without, if you weren't looking for that prior to that loved one passed away or something, you just, it's a butterfly in my yard. It doesn't even register, you know, but suddenly there's a butterfly in your yard. You know, these things happen all the time. I was driving and I was listening to the radio and I swear it was like an ad for, I don't remember what it was, landscape business. I look over, what truck is next to me? That specific landscape business. And I was just like, oh my God, this
they're
is
following
a sign.
You now? They're spying on you.
How do they know that I'm listening at this moment and they're going to serve me with a targeted truck ad next to their, they've been chasing my car this entire time. And you're like, no, it's just a coincidence. I've probably driven past this truck many times. It just wasn't playing in my ears at the exact moment, you know?
Yeah. He also says it could just be coincidence.
That's what I'm
thinking. So do you guys think Instagram is listening to you still? Hearing all of this and the way the head of Instagram has explained it and the way he's writing things off, do you think Instagram listens to you through your phone?
I'm going to say yeah, but also even if they didn't listen, they have enough information about me based on what scrolling I do to know like what other things I would like. So it would make sense if they're just serving me a bunch of ads of things that they think based on my other searches that I would like.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can chalk up the majority of it to the logical explanation, which is what he laid out there, those possible explanations.
I still think they listen.
Well, you know that your smart speaker listens. Yeah. We know that because
why wouldn't
it has to be listening all the time for you to say, okay, Google or whatever it is that, you know, triggers your thing.
It's
obviously listening to that. So the capability, let's just put it that way. The capability is obviously there. So, yes. And we know they do that. I think people don't realize that there are other, a little bit more subversive ways that they are monitoring your activity. You know, a lot of these things, it's like they're reading through all your emails, you know, all your emails. So if anybody ever emailed you about something or you typed an email about something, you know, and you're like, I never Google searched for that. Well, yeah, somebody emailed you about something, you know, like there's other ways that they are mining information about you that they don't come out and publicly.
Yeah, I do think that all of that is true, but I just feel like they're still listening because despite all, you know, them getting all your information, then anyone who you're next to, they're getting their information. You could possibly be getting those ads too, just because somebody next to you had searched something and maybe you guys talked about it, maybe you did it. But then how come every time we do talk about something, that's the ad that gets served right then and there? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The timing of it is a little sus.
And why am I, and I was just reminded, my own phone just dunked on me right there because when I said, okay, Google, it lit up and started transcribing and it's doing it again. It's transcribing everything I'm saying right now. So you mean to tell me it's not listening, your phone's not listening all the time, yet it is listening when I say its name? Like that means
your phone, yes.
That means it's listening.
It's listening
all the time.
Right. So your phone is, but how much of that information is being sent to Instagram, I guess, is
Whatever they want to buy from Google or from Apple or whatever.
Maybe
this is all the money. Right. The money is changing hands here.
Maybe that's his loophole. Like Instagram isn't listening to you,
Google, but your phone is,
and we're getting that info from your phone.
Because Google's a data company. They have data on what you do, what time you leave house from, you know, like everything, and same thing with Apple. They're tracking your every movement and tracking everything you ever look at or pause at on every website you ever look at and everything. And so that, yes, I think that you could have, that's a good theory, Selena, that it's a loophole. We don't do that.
Yeah.
But,
we buy that information from another company.
Selena, a few weeks ago, you said you actually think that.
It's reading my mind.
Even a step further. Yeah, it's reading.
Yeah, it is.
You still think that?
Yes.
Stop. Now that's where you lost me on that
one. I swear to God, not only is it listening, my phone has read my mind sometimes and I got targeted ads that way.
All right.
I swear.
I'm thinking of a number and you tell me if your phone can figure out what it is. Damn it.
Well, I have to.
How'd you know?
Oh, I didn't say it could read your mind. I said it could read mine.
Okay. You think of a number and then ask your phone what number you're thinking of.
What number am I thinking of?
Ask Siri.
Siri, what number am I thinking of?
Tell us what number.
It said which app. Okay, never mind.
No, come on.
Never mind. It doesn't do it on command, you know, just sometimes.
Just every now and again, it pops into your brainwaves.
Yeah, it got a little nervous. Leave my iPhone alone.
Got it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about the head of Instagram saying that, no, we don't listen to you through your microphone on your phone.
No,
you're getting those
not targeted
ads because we just work with advertisers and they're really good. Yeah, ooh, no, we don't do that.
Hey, everyone. Good morning. On the topic of our phones listening to us, a while ago, I was thinking about separating from my husband. I was thinking of what to do with the engagement ring. I had not spoken to anyone about this. This is a very sensitive topic, right? And I started getting ads about selling my engagement ring. That was weird.
See? It is reading your mind. I told you. Thank you for that talk back. Okay. Finally, someone to back up my claims.
Let me just play devil's advocate here. If it's not reading your mind, is it perhaps that she had done some sort of Google search about marital troubles, or I think my husband's cheating, or marital counseling, or anything related to some sort of trouble in a relationship? Do you think it's possible that her search history or internet activity lent itself to then this ad being served?
I mean, that's possible. I mean, and then that would obviously explain it. But if she didn't do any of that, I still believe that it somehow knew and started showing her ads about selling off her jewelry.
Yeah. Or maybe
that's what happened with me, not the jewelry, but like with something different.
You were thinking about leaving AJ and
it remember I told you how I had just opened up a bottle of red wine?
Right.
Oh yeah.
And then I go upstairs to my room and I just like sit down with my wine. I open up Instagram and it was like boom, red wine ads. Didn't say anything, didn't search up red wine, don't even like red wine. And it was like instant.
It was listening, it heard the cork come out.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, you can tell the difference between a red
come
wine
on.
Cork
it
and
was,
a white wine
it,
cork.
It read our minds.
I'm kidding. I mean, what I think is scary is that as AI gets into this space about what ads to serve you, because that is happening and is going to get better and better, AI is going to scour your Instagram, right? What you're posting, your social media posts and stuff like that. And suddenly you're not posting any pictures with a guy. You know what? Maybe we should serve her an ad. She used to post pictures of her and her man all the time. And now suddenly he's
been... So you're going to chalk this up to AI?
No, I'm just saying like...
Okay,
this
you mean in the future.
But this is where we're going, right? Mm-hmm. And AI is going to decide, hey, she just took all the pictures of her and her man down from her Instagram. Hey, maybe I should send her ads for relationship counseling or engagement ring selling or things like that. You haven't discussed this, searched it, but you removed some pictures. There's a lot of ways to glean information about you or potential information about you based on a lot of different activities that you do throughout the day.
I guess in some instances that would make sense.
Also,
but like,
if you went to a marriage counselor, right? You didn't search them up, whatever. Sure. You walked into their office. Guess where your phone is reporting that you're at? A marriage counselor.
I guess there's some things that they could base off of a pattern, like everything you're saying, but like take my red wine, for example. Like, do you think AI would be able to scour my Instagram and be like, well, she hasn't had red wine in, I don't know, her entire life, and tonight's the night, so let me send her some red wine ads?
You pay with Apple Pay all the time, right?
This wasn't anything I bought.
Oh.
No. I'm just saying this one could also be this one thing that's called coincidence.
That's a good point.
They're like, they know she likes to drink. Again,
I'm not sold on that.
But again, and targeted ads like this, my wife is in the wine business right now, and they'll target people that are buying a one different other competitor of white wine, and they're going to say, well, let's serve these people with ads for our white wine. Same thing someone could do. Well, she always drinks white wine. We need her to start buying our red wine. Let's serve her with ads for our red wine. It does. That is at play all the time in the advertising
world. You guys
world
are not
well.
Going to convince me.
Okay.
Just so you know. Just so
saying,
you know.
There are other possible, we've debated this before, but there are other possible explanations.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Oh, yeah, it's
Hump Day. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Amy and Marla the Wonder Dog. Made my trip to Trader Joe's. Secured the Halloween bag. Sent Grammy a picture.
Woo-hoo.
All right, guys. Have a great Wednesday. I was also in and out by like 20 minutes. And for the set of four, it was like $13.25. All right, guys. Bye.
I thought there was like a limit on how many.
Get your bag, queen. Get your bag. Yeah, get your new limited edition Trader Joe's tote bags, the Halloween themed ones.
Trick or treat.
Amy and Marlo, the Wonder Dog, did slide into my DMs.
Good for you.
I was like, send pics. And then she sent a picture of a bunch of Trader Joe's bags. And I was like, this is not what I was looking for.
What were you looking for?
But whatever. And she did. Yeah, they're four different bags. We had somebody else leave us a talk back. Like, why is there a giant line at Trader Joe's today? I don't know if I'm waiting in a giant line for these bags. I was expecting like them to have like pumpkins and witches and things on them. They're
just the colors.
Yeah. Just the colors. They're kind of boring. How about that? She says you get a 4-pack though for $13.25.
That's not a
hell of a deal. Get your bag, queen. Are you guys going to go get yours today?
No, I will not.
Yeah, me neither.
Getting those. All right.
Oh,
spooky season.
Ooh.
the oldest hotel in Vegas.
Yeah.
Hosting a ghost hunting contest.
The Excalibur?
No.
The Luxor?
No.
Circus Circus?
No.
Bally's?
No. This isn't on the Strip. It's
the
on
Mirage?
It's on Fremont Street, the old Strip.
Oh, okay.
El Cortez Hotel and Casino. This hotel opened in 1941, and they say they've seen it all. You know, back in, like, the mobster days, they saw that. They witnessed murders. There's even been stories of paranormal activity. So you can enter to win this contest right now. Only one person will be chosen and tasked with the job of walking through the hotel's haunted hallways, walking through their casino floor, and any other areas that are thought to be haunted. They're going to equip you with various ghost hunting things, equipment like EMF meters and those EVP recorders and thermal sensors and those like sticks that you hold up and you walk with two hands and
direct
they're like,
you to ghosts.
Yeah, and they're like moving around. So you only have until Halloween to enter the contest. Like I said, one person is only going to be allowed to do this. If you do have a ghostly encounter, it is your job to make sure that you can present evidence of it and to journal everything. And you got to take pictures and videos, and it's for your chance to win $5,000. Could you guys do that?
Dude, sign me up. I don't have time because I'm busy today, but will you guys sign me up? I would love to do this. Can I go through the part of the casino where they're still playing blackjack? Because I would love to play a few hands. Wearing all that stupid gear.
Yes, you're allowed on the casino floor,
searching for the ghosts.
Yeah, maybe they'll play with you.
Oh, that would be great. A ghost could look under and tell me what hand the dealer has.
Oh, my God, that's not. They have an unfair advantage.
Does the dealer
have
a 10 under there? And the ghost would be like, no, you should double down.
They have a
always
two.
Double down. Yeah, oh, they have a 10. That was good. That was good. I like that one.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I don't go near haunted things.
Yeah, no, me either.
I'm not messing with that. Great, but wasn't that funny?
Oh man, dealer's showing a 6. I've got a 9 here. Should I double this hand? What does the dealer have?
A 2. the other good. Kind of good. Spooky thing. Have you guys heard of Mall World Theory?
No.
Let me know this has ever happened to you guys or are you listening. There's like a bunch of Reddit threads and even like Discord channels about Mall World. Basically, thousands of people are all claiming to have had the same dream where they're in a mall world and there's like countless escalators and countless stores that are either, I don't know, closed or whatever. And they're lost or...
Is there a killer on the loose?
They're in there by themselves. Maybe for some people, I don't know.
But the real scary thing, the dress you want to buy, they don't have it in your size.
Every time.
My gosh.
Every time.
Yep, I've had this nightmare.
But there are Reddit threads with like 20,000 people like, oh my God, I've had the mall world dream. Where they're standing at the bottom of the stairs and they just don't know where to go. And there's like, you know, they're just crippling with anxiety. Yes, Graham?
Well, I'm just wondering, like, is that the spookiest dream? Because I have way scarier dreams than that.
I do, too. I haven't had a mall dream.
Like, whatever, I'll go to the food court.
Sounds fun. Give me a smoothie.
Yeah.
But you can't find
the
food court.
Maybe get a hot dog on a stick.
Yeah.
Cinnabon. You know, get one of those cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. But for a lot of people, they're saying, like, these mall world dreams are, like, so creepy and turning to nightmares that they, like, wake up.
Really?
Yeah, because of mall world. And it's weird that a lot of people have experienced this.
Yeah. Do you guys ever have any reoccurring dreams?
I mean, I have like the flying one once in a while, but I felt like everybody has had that. Right? You've never had a dream where you're flying?
No.
Oh, I love that dream.
You had never had a flying dream?
They're Chris? So fun.
I don't think so.
What?
I guess usually I'm walking everywhere.
But then when you need to fly, like it's an urgent thing,
you're
then
like
you
jumping
can't take
and you're
off.
Not going.
Yeah, and it's not going. And earlier you're just swooshing all around the skies, having a great time. Yeah,
yep.
The magic wore off or something. I don't know what it is.
The scariest dreams are always the ones where you try to scream and you feel like you can't.
Yeah.
And
then you wake up, but you realize you've actually been awake that whole time and there's a ghost pinning you down to the bed.
Hey, that happens.
Well, according to some people.
It does. Well, you don't believe in that crap?
Do I believe in ghosts?
He doesn't believe in anything.
No, I don't.
But do you believe in like sleep paralysis?
Well, yeah. I mean, you could have a terrifying dream and your body can't fully wake up from it and it feels very real.
Because
like you're half awake, half asleep. It happens to me all the time. And I think I see something in my room and then my eyes go into focus and there's no dude standing there with the hatchet. It's just the lamp.
Once your
eyes. It's the plant, you know, or whatever it is. But I'm like, oh my God. Okay. This is for real. This fight is about to go down. I mean, Kate's caught me doing this. I threw my pillow across the room one time to try to... see if, like, okay, it's right there. And I threw something at it to see if it would move. Aww. And then,
and if it did, what would you have done?
Well, then fight it, of course. But when I turned on the lights, it was just the curtains. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Your eyes are just playing a trick on
that
you.
That happened to me this morning. I went to my closet and, like, there was a, you know, we have a laundry basket right there, but my husband had, like, a pair of pants that was, like, hanging over.
Oh,
so
dude.
I thought it was, like, somebody's
crouched
leg.
In the corner.
I was so scared. I had, like, a heart attack.
Did you throw something
God.
At it and then try to fight it?
No, I just jumped.
You just ran the other way, left the house without getting dressed.
But it scared me. Anyway, so that's Mall World's theory. Whether you have experience or not, I haven't, but a lot of people... they have.
Yeah, I have not.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
I am officially convinced that Taylor Swift and Blake Lively are friends again.
Why?
So first, I'm a great question, Jess. Let me lay out my evidence here, okay? So first, we talked about Blake Lively liking one of Taylor's posts about her new album, right?
Okay.
Then this week, I'm not sure we had a chance to talk about this, but a lot of fans noticed that in a couple pictures from Taylor's Life of a Showgirl photo shoot, it looks like she is wearing some of Blake Lively's jewelry. Oh. There's a couple pieces that look like
she's got a jewelry
pieces
line.
That Blake is, no, just like pieces that she like loves to
oh,
wear.
Oh, got it.
And has been photoed wearing, so like we know that these are pieces that she likes. And now this. So Travis and Jason Kelsey, they dropped a new bonus episode of the New Heights podcast yesterday where they do their film club segment. Now, this is separate from like the episode that is out today. This is like a little 30-minute bonus thing that they put out yesterday. And so they do their film club segment. And what movie do they cover? The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, starring Blake Lively.
There's also the film debut of our friend Blake Lively.
Nice.
Which she killed it.
Our friend Blake Lively.
Why can't he say film debut?
I don't know why it's that hard.
He botched it both times.
Yeah.
Both times.
Our friend Blake Lively. And then Travis says that Blake's character's story was his favorite in the movie.
That might have been a little biased, but I thought Bridget's story was the most relatable and probably the most fun.
And then there was another part where they were kind of making fun of the way Blake ran in the movie, but you hear Jason squeak in like, and I love you, Blake, but...
I gotta admit, not the best run. Girl, Blake, I love you. Blake. It's not the most... does not strike me as a star athlete run.
What do you guys make of this?
They're friends.
Let me say this. We... and by that, I mean we Swifties, because I am a Swiftie. I'll be honest. I didn't do the research. I just saw somebody comment this. But then I went and I went to make sure that they were right on this. Mm-hmm. This mini episode was shot back in October of last year, because you scroll all the way back and you see all the other videos that they shot on that same day. They're wearing the exact same thing. At this time when he shot this, Travis, he didn't have any facial hair. We know now in the present day he does. Oh. So this is a video they shot almost a year ago. So the timing now to like put this out, I think they're purposely trying to say that they're friends again. Yeah.
Oh, that's strange.
Do you know what I mean? Because the timing of it, I mean, and Taylor doesn't leave anything up to chance. Everything is very calculated.
That's true.
Yes.
So you mean to tell me they shot this little movie review segment, a whole bunch of them all at once a year ago, and then they slowly put them out?
Oh, I feel like they shoot a bunch of things at once, maybe not all movie stuff, because there's a bunch of other different mm-hmm. things that they've done in these same outfits. Mm-hmm. Maybe this one just didn't make the cut. They didn't post it for whatever reason, and now figured this is a great time to, you know, put it out there that Blake's our friend.
Or without, they just without needed some content. They're like, they want us to post something. Do we have anything that we could use? And someone's like, oh yeah, you have that time you talked about
but
the traveling
the
pants.
Case, but if that was the case and they weren't friends with Blake, this would never see the light of day.
I guess that's true.
You know?
They're definitely friends.
Then what about the diss track on the record? And it turns out then it's a diss track about Brittany Mahomes. Well,
I thought we said Charlie XCX.
That was a different song.
Oh.
There's a lot of songs.
I can't keep up.
So the song that you're referring to, Graham, that's a song called Canceled. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, after like listening to it a million times, they think that the real meaning behind the song is that they took it as Taylor kind of defending her canceled friends by saying like, I like my friends canceled. Is yeah, they get canceled, but they're still my friends.
Yeah.
So that's not how people took the meaning. So it wasn't really a diss track.
It's not a diss track. That's not as much fun.
Yeah. So people think that she was defending Blake in a way. Or that was her way of saying that we're still cool.
That's not
fun. I think we'll see them together eventually.
At some point we will. All right, Graham, what do you have?
New holiday alert, you guys. California has just added a new official statewide holiday. Starting next year, Diwali, which is the Hindu Festival of Lights, is a state holiday. California, actually the third state to do this. Pennsylvania and Connecticut beat us to that one. But Governor Newsom just signed this bill into law. It's going to authorize public schools and community colleges to close on Diwali. State employees can also elect to take the day off. Public school students will get an excused absence to celebrate the holiday. Diwali, which falls on October 20th this year, or maybe the 21st, depending on who you ask. I'm a little confused by that. But again, this is for next year when it will be officially recognized. Oh. And next year it'll be on November 8th, which I checked is a Sunday. So do people get to take that Monday off? That I don't know.
Good question.
That's I think we should honor it this year as well. And it's a Monday, October 20th. So I think we should.
I will be out that day.
I'm not mad at that.
Recognizing. But that's but very cool.
Yes. Yes. We're doing,
I know there's been a campaign for many years. They've been talking about it for quite some time. So cool to see it advance all the way to the governor's desk and then get signed in. So Diwali is a new statewide holiday. Welcome to the Holiday Club.
All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Speaking of Taylor Swift and Blake Lively, did you see Taylor Swift on Jimmy Fallon the other night where she said the song she's listening to on replay is Tate McRae's Tit for Tat? We just saw Tate McRae at Golden One in Sacramento, and she just killed it. That girl's on fire. We had the best time. My daughter and her friend got to touch her hand at the stage. It was just amazing. You guys have a great day.
How jealous are you, Graham?
Oh,
Graham loves Tate McRae.
Assuming they haven't washed that hand, and I've been listening to Tate's Tit on replay for like just nonstop. That's what I said. That's what I said. That song on replay because great song.
Yeah,
but, it did look like she put on a good show. She was here at Chase Center recently, right?
Yep, she was.
And then Golden One Center. Yeah,
right.
I didn't get to touch her hand.
Yeah, and during that interview, I don't know if you guys saw, Taylor also says that the only way that Ed Sheeran found out about her engagement is because they have to talk to him through email or through
He doesn't have a phone.
She doesn't have a phone. I forget about that.
Good
it's been
him.
Over 10 years.
Good for
He's
him.
Been
I'm jealous.
Insane.
It's crazy.
So jealous.
Good morning, JV Show. I am driving for Uber, right? And I just pick up this lady and she's going to Trader Joe's. And I saw the big line. And obviously, I was hearing the radio station with you guys, and I asked her, what is the line for? And she said, it's for the little bags, but Halloween version. And it's a huge line.
That's insane.
We've been talking about this all morning. We didn't even have this on our radar that it dropped today, but everybody apparently knew about it and has been lined up. On a side note, shout out to all the Uber and Lyft drivers.
Yes!
They're the best JV Show listeners there are, I think, right?
If you are in the back of an Uber right now and they're not listening to Wild 94.9, I guess you wouldn't be hearing this, but just reach on over and switch it to Wild.
But again, they can't.
How would you know if you're not listening?
Hear that. Yeah.
And if you are listening, then turn that ish up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good morning, JV family. Is this a line from Trader Joe's? Are you guys serious for bags? For bags? I just want to get my lunch. Jesus. Oh, my God. The line is, like, all around the corner, down to Market, past Levi's. This is so stupid. People are stupid. Anyway, have a good day.
Mama Albert checking in.
Mama Albert live
on the scene
at the San Francisco Trader Joe's and not happy. Look, Mama Albert just wants some lunch. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, but whatever. Hey, Mama Albert
hungry.
Wants some lunch.
Mama
Can
hungry.
People move it? Wow, this is a... I mean, are you guys having FOMO? One of our listeners, Candace, she just slid into my DMs and sent a picture. She said, got mine in Napa, in and out in 2 minutes. So maybe the line is not as big in some other markets. So you may...
If
the line's too long here in San Francisco or elsewhere, just, you know, drive to the burbs in Napa. And she sent me a picture of her bags.
Clearly, the demand isn't that as high in Napa. Graham, you should go stock up on them and then resell them.
I feel like this is what happened. Yeah. Remember the last Trader Joe's bag craze? And people were legit camping out hours before the store opened and that we were seeing these huge lines here in the city.
Yep.
Everybody I knew that was like in Marin or Napa or whatever was like, there was zero line. I just walked up and bought mine, you know?
Yeah.
Like there was, it's weird how
the
demand
them?
is. But I get like, what is it worth if it's so easy to get them? You know, here, yeah, you're camping out in line here, fighting a bunch of people trying to get your bag. And sorry, Mom Albert, you can't get lunch. I need to get my tote bag. But if you just go 15 minutes away, 20 minutes away, go across the bridge, but you're not just handing them out.
Not everybody's willing to do that. But if you came through and you're like, hey, I'm already in the city, $20, it's yours. That's a huge come up.
That's too much work. Ain't nobody got time for that.
A lot of people were also, because I think Spirit Halloween is in the tote game as well. They had their own Halloween tote bags as well. A lot of people were saying those were even cuter than the Trader Joe's.
Then how come nobody cares about those ones?
Yeah, but it doesn't.
A lot of people have been getting those. The demand is just not as big.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't have the viral fame. There's plenty of other companies out there that have made small stuffed animals, but people want a Labubu. Do you know what I mean?
It's like,
there's plenty of cute small stuffed animals out there that are way cuter than a Labubu. Right. But you want the Labubu.
Hey, my Labubu's listening right now, Graham.
They're kind of ugly.
Wow.
Are you getting your Labubu a Halloween costume?
I should.
Oh, my God. You're a Labubu mom, and you haven't even thought about this.
You haven't
this
even
is your
started?
Child. Oh, my God.
That's embarrassing.
Are you going to DIY it because you DIY all your costumes?
I should. Yeah. I should.
What is your Labubu going
to
be?
Well, I have to start thinking about
that. Are you going to paint its face blue and be like, this is sadness from
it's
that Inside
Labubu Out. Blue.
This morning. Go back and podcast the show. Selena dropping gems today. That was good. I like that one,
yeah.
And my wheels are already turning. Like, do we turn that into a Halloween costume? I'll work on it. Yeah.
Work on that, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.